Crispus Attucks was first to die in the American Revolution.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In 1770, Crispus Attucks died in the Boston Massacre. This brave African-American is considered the first person to give his life for the liberation of America from Britain. Another young man, David, was even more courageous when he volunteered to fight Goliath. He came on the scene just as Goliath was taunting his people, threatening to defeat them and make them slaves of the Philistines. None of the soldiers were willing to fight this 9-foot giant, not even their king, Saul. When David heard Goliath making vicious threats, he volunteered to go fight him. Word got back to King Saul that David would take on Goliath. Saul sent for him, but quickly realized David was no match for Goliath. Saul said to David, "There's no way you can fight this Philistine and win. You're only a boy, and he's been a man of war since his youth." But David persisted. "I've been taking care of my father's sheep and goats," he said. "When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. I've done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this Philistine too." David's past victories gave him courage, but his real courage came from his trust in Almighty God. We need more people like David who will defy the odds, commit their lives to God, and bravely promote God's kingdom in the world.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com